Culture 9. Developments in Science Fiction. Exercises 5 and 6.
More than half of the most popular films of all time are science fiction films. Our movie expert, Jonathan Myers, is here today to give us a brief outline of the evolution of the genre. Jonathan, I suppose the first science fiction movies appeared when cinema took off in the 50s.
No, not at all. There were plenty of science fiction films before then, including the first film adaptations of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein in 1910 and Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea in 1916. The very first in the genre was a 1902 film by French director Georges Méliès called A Trip to the Moon, which featured a spacecraft being launched to the moon from a large cannon. However, the most notable pre-1950s science fiction movie is Fritz Lang's Metropolis, released in 1927 and the most expensive film ever produced up to that point. It's a silent film that follows the wealthy son of the city's ruler and the poor worker he loves in their attempts to overcome the gulf separating the social classes. Metropolis includes elements such as an autonomous robot, a mad scientist, a dystopian society, and futuristic sets.
So what made me think that the starting point for science fiction movies was the 1950s then?
Because hundreds of science fiction movies were made during this decade.
Ah.
Though the quality of the earlier ones is debatable. Interest in science increased in the post-war period due to the development of the atom bomb and anxiety about the disastrous effects of a nuclear war with the Soviets. At first, only B-movies were made, such as The Thing from Another World in 1951 and Them in 1954. But after witnessing the steady success of these low-cost productions, studios began dedicating large budgets to more serious films. In 1956, one of the most influential science fiction movies of all time was made. Forbidden Planet was the first science fiction movie to depict humans traveling faster than light in a man-made starship. It was also the first to be set on another planet, and the first to have an all-electronic music score.
What happened to science fiction movies once the Golden Age was over?
Well, very few good movies were made during the 60s, except for one, which some regard as the greatest ever made, Stanley Kubrick's 1968 epic science fiction film 2001: A Space Odyssey. The story follows a crew on a journey to Jupiter, accompanied by the intelligent computer HAL 9000. The film is noted for its realistic portrayal of space travel and groundbreaking special effects, and is considered to be the first science fiction art film.
Jonathan, it's ironic, isn't it, that 2001 A Space Odyssey was released a year before man first set foot on the moon.
Yes, it is. And obviously Neil Armstrong's achievement had a huge influence on science fiction, as it caused a major resurgence in the genre, especially as far as space travel was concerned. The 70s was the decade that marked the beginning of two of the most popular science fiction franchises, with the release of Star Wars in 1977 and Star Trek, the motion picture, in 1979. Alien also came out at the end of the decade, featuring the scariest monster ever seen on the big screen. The boom in science fiction continued during the 80s and 90s, with at least one major science fiction movie being made each year. Take E.T. in 1982 and Independence Day in 1996 as two examples.
What effect did the technological advances of the 80s and 90s have on science fiction movies?
Well, the emergence of the World Wide Web and cyberpunk led to a number of internet-themed movies, some of the first being those in the Matrix franchise. That's The Matrix from 1999 and The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions, both from 2003. All three movies are set in a world run by intelligent machines which use the body heat and electrical activity from humans as an energy source. Lately, the genre appears to have abandoned its focus on space travel in favour of once more being a tool for political commentary. Take the environmental message in Avatar, for example, and the uprising against the authoritarian government in The Hunger Games.
Science fiction movies have certainly come a long way since Méliès' A Trip to the Moon. Jonathan Myers, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.